With your Radio on the Go news update, I'm Jeff Ramin reporting. The Iowa Department of Natural Resources has issued an air quality advisory running through noon on Monday for all of Iowa. The smoke plume from the Canadian wildfires that entered Iowa on Thursday afternoon continues to impact the state. The most persistent smoke has been in northwest portions of Iowa. Until the plume clears around noon on Monday, fine particulate levels over the EPA health standard are expected, and sensitive groups should take precautions. Sensitive groups include the elderly, those with respiratory or heart disease, and children. The Iowa Department of Natural Resources recommends that individuals in these sensitive groups limit prolonged outdoor exertion until air quality conditions improve. And you can keep track of current air quality conditions at fire.airnow.gov. A bridge replacement project along Mallard Avenue near Bradford will begin on Monday. The bridge located between 80th and 90th Street, which is northwest of Bradford. Construction on the bridge is expected to last into November of 2021. On Monday, the Franklin County Board of Supervisors will review the fiscal year 2021 year-end fund balance and will receive an update on summer projects in the county. The Franklin County Board of Supervisors meet on Monday at 8:30 a.m. at the courthouse in Hampton. The Wright County Board of Supervisors also meet on Monday, and they'll continue discussions regarding the standing corn snow fence policy in the county. Last week, the board approved to proceed with the policy. The Wright County Board of Supervisors meet on Monday at 9 a.m. at the courthouse in Clarion, and that meeting will be available to the public via Zoom. On Monday, the Clarksville City Council will continue to discuss a legal service quote to prepare policy handbooks and will continue to discuss the fire hydrants in town. The Clarksville City Council meets on Monday at 6:30 p.m. at City Hall. The Iowa State Patrol is looking for a repeat performance or better in the 8th Annual American Association of State Troopers Best Looking Cruiser Contest. The public is encouraged to cast their vote for the Iowa State Patrol Cruiser through this Tuesday, August 3rd. The top 12 states receiving votes in the contest will have their photo included in the 2022 AAST Cruiser Calendar. Proceeds of the calendar sales will benefit the American Association of State Troopers Foundation, which provides educational scholarships to dependents of member troopers. One vote may be cast from each electronic device. Votes are being collected through Tuesday at 11 a.m. through a free SurveyMonkey link. For more information, you can visit dps.iowa.gov. The Iowa Department of Public Health announces expanded funding of 5210 Healthy Choices Count, which began back in 2017 in Iowa. Five new communities will receive grants, while 11 communities currently funded for the initiative will receive additional grants. The funded communities will work to create policies and environments that support healthy choices by implementing evidence-based strategies for healthy eating and active living in communities, schools, childcare, and out-of-school programs, healthcare practices, as well as workplaces. Communities receiving a final year of funding at $8,000 include Hampton. The Board of Regents that governs the three state universities gave final approval of the proposed tuition and fee increases for the three state universities at their meeting in Cedar Falls. Board of Regents President Mike Richards says the increase is needed after the state funding did not increase this year.
We still need financial resources to provide a quality education for our students. We always try to find the right balance to provide those resources while keeping the cost to the students and their families as affordable as possible.
Richard says the schools have done a good job of cutting the administrative costs, but that is not enough to meet other increasing costs of operation.
Our goal is to provide quality, affordable, and accessible education.
The increase for base undergraduate residents is $283 at the University of Iowa, $282 at Iowa State, and $115 at the University of Northern Iowa. The region's also approved a $53 mandatory fee increase for UI and ISU, and no increase in fees at UNI. Another Democrat intends to seek their party's U.S. Senate nomination and the chance to challenge Republican incumbent Chuck Grassley in 2022. Minden City Councilman Glenn Hurst is a physician who also chairs the party's rural caucus. Hurst says Democrats can win over rural voters.
They want to be able to buy groceries in their town. They want to be able to have good, stable jobs and live in safe communities. And we have to give people the opportunity to do that. We have to tell them we value a rural lifestyle and we're willing to fight for it.
Hurst, who specializes in general and family medicine, works in Minden and two other clinics in Western Iowa. He says healthcare access is a key issue.
I stand firmly on the belief that to save our rural communities, we are going to have to invest in Medicare for all. That is the solution for rural Iowa. That, along with other components, such as supporting our labor movement.
Former Congresswoman Abby Finkenauer of Cedar Rapids and former Crawford County Supervisor Dave Mulbauer are also planning to run in the Democratic primary. Grassley has said he'll announce this fall if he plans to run for an eighth term. This from the Associated Press. A 23-year-old man has been charged in the death of a Lake Park woman in December. Justice Bernstein is charged with first-degree murder in the death of 25-year-old Angel Bastman. He was arrested Thursday at the Fort Dodge Correctional Facility. His bond is set at $1 million. 26-year-old Allison Decker was charged earlier this week with first-degree murder in Bastman's death. Bastman's body was found December 22nd at her home. Authorities have not said how she died. A 24-year-old Muscatine man has been sentenced to life in prison without parole for the shooting death of his girlfriend. During sentencing on Friday, David J.S. Hatfield also was ordered to pay $150,000 in restitution to the estate of 18-year-old Caitlin Palmer. Hatfield was convicted of first-degree murder in June. KWQC reports an arrest affidavit says that Hatfield called police on October 16th of 2019 and said Palmer had tried to commit suicide by shooting herself at the Salisbury Recreation Center. The affidavit says Hatfield later admitted to shooting Palmer. A California law taking effect January 1st could make pork harder to find and more expensive. Voters in 2018 overwhelmingly approved the law, which requires more space for breeding pigs, egg-laying chickens, and veal calves. National veal and egg producers are optimistic they can meet the new standards, but only 4% of hog operations now comply with the new rules. Unless the courts intervene or the state temporarily allows non-compliant meat to be sold in the state, California will lose much of its pork supply. Groups have long been pushing for more humane treatment of farm animals, but the California rules could be a rare case of consumers clearly paying a price for their beliefs. With your Radio on the Go news update, I'm Jeff Ramin reporting.